In my last podcast, I gave you a lot of geographical facts about Spain, one of which was what a huge country it is. And so not surprisingly, people find it difficult to decide where they should settle. So I'm going to talk to you today about the Costa Blanca North, where we live, and why we chose it. The Costa Blanca has been deemed to be one of the healthiest places in the world to live, according to the World Health Organization. This is one reason why it has such great appeal for expats and second home owners from across Europe, and why it appealed to us when we were looking to retire here from the UK. The area stretches from Denia in the north to Alicante in the south, and its climate is more temperate than the Costa del Sol, where temperatures are much higher during the summer, and the Costa Brava, where it's cooler during the winter. Costa Blanca North also offers some smaller traditional fishing and coastal towns and many natural areas, as unlike the south, it's not been affected by massive tourism. Charming coastal locations such as Calpe, Javier, Altea, Denia and many more have a perfect combination of sea and mountains, whilst Benidorm remains the archetypal tourist resort beloved by northern Europeans. It's a unique region full of character that offers sandy beaches and impressive cliffs, whilst inland there are charming Spanish villages with great landscapes of orange, olive, cherry and almond trees backed by rugged mountains. The north of the Costa Blanca is easy to reach via Valencia and Alicante airports. Both have a wide range of international flights. Alicante is more Europe-orientated, handling some 15 million passengers a year, mostly holidaymakers, and Valencia connects to many other European capitals for onward international flights. The AP7 E17 motorway along the coast connects the most important coastal cities of Spain from the French border to Malaga in the south. The high-speed trains from Alicante and Valencia are also a good option, as well as a fast and pleasant way to travel. When we were trying to decide where to retire, we firstly chose the south of Spain for its warm Mediterranean climate, rejecting the Costa del Sol as too hot in summer and Costa Brava as too cool in winter. So this narrowed our choice to the Costa Blanca. South of Alicante seemed too built up and the landscape a little more flat and barren, whereas the Costa Blanca north provided a greener and more rural environment. The coastal towns of Denia, Javier, Moraira and Calpe in the north are great if you like the sea, and they're all popular tourist destinations, which means house prices there are higher, as are prices in the bars and restaurants. We wanted to avoid this and opted to live further inland, choosing the Orba Valley, inland from the port of Denia, and 5 minutes drive from the AP7 junction and the impressive La Marina shopping mall and retail park. From our terrace, we have a wonderful panoramic mountain view, and below us, the valley floor is covered with orchards of citrus fruits, and increasingly in the past few years, avocados. We live on an urbanisation, the name given to a development of villas, mostly with swimming pools, built within the past 25 years, and almost exclusively owned by northern Europeans, predominantly British, Dutch and Germans. Some as holiday homes and others are permanent residents. The Spanish, meanwhile, live in the town, occupying apartments or townhouses, and the older men who still tend their orchards travel out daily into the valley by car or van, whereas 30 years or so ago they would have ridden donkeys. There are 5 of these urbanisations around the little town of Orba, built on the sides of the mountains, and the 2,000-strong population of the town is 50% non-Spanish. The town retains a strong Spanish character, and the locals speak the Valenciano dialect, the official language of the Valencian region of which we are part, although they also speak Castellano. The town boasts a number of restaurants and bars which are mainly supported by the non-Spanish, as we generally have higher incomes than the locals and eat out more often. Our urbanisation is close enough for us to be able to walk into town and enjoy a meal and a bottle of wine, whereas the others require one to jump in the car, a point to be considered as the Spanish drink driving laws are quite strict. The town also has 2 panaderias or bakeries, a pharmacy, a butcher's, a branch of the national Spanish supermarket Massimas, a domestic electrical retailer, which is part of the Euronics chain, and an excellent car servicing and repair business. We're also fortunate to have a Centre Salut health centre, which is open 24/7 every day of the year, and we're normally able to make an appointment to see a doctor within a day or two. As I mentioned earlier, 5 minutes down the valley is the La Marina retail park and shopping mall, which provides everything you would need. The disadvantage of our otherwise idyllic geographical position is the lack of public transport, although I would say this is a general feature of life outside of the major towns in Spain. We have 3 bus services a day running through the valley in each direction, linking the local villages with the town of Denia, mainly to enable the locals to travel to and from work. There's an extension of Alicante's tram system, which provides a narrow gauge rail link along the coast from Denia through Benidorm and ultimately to Alicante, but that would probably take more than 2 hours. Spain has the best high-speed rail network in the whole of Europe, but this only connects the major cities, and it must be remembered that Spain is also the most mountainous country in Europe. Also, away from the major towns, taxis are almost non-existent, and so owning a car is essential, especially for travelling to and from the airports. There are bus services along the coast between the major towns, but once again, because they have to stop so frequently to pick up and set down passengers, and the drivers have to make regular legal rest stops, it can be a very slow journey, as my wife and I discovered when we travelled to Barcelona to apply for holiday visas several years ago. During our initial search for a property to buy in Spain, we decided it had to be modern and require little or no renovation, so that we could just settle in and enjoy our retirement. The villa we eventually bought was about 5 years old and fitted the bill perfectly. However, a few years after we moved in, we decided that the ensuite bathroom needed some modernisation and installed a glass shower unit, removed the unused bidet and installed twin sinks. Houses in England are generally brick built, and with modern double glazing plus plastic guttering and downpipes, there is little, if anything, that requires painting on the outside. In strong contrast, in Spain, virtually every villa is rendered on the outside and painted white. The terraces and swimming pools are surrounded by concrete pillars and balustrades, generally painted cream, and the garden enclosed by white rendered concrete walls. The windows and doors of the villas are also protected by black decorative wrought iron wreckers. The damaging exposure to heat and strong sunlight, plus the wind and rain blowing from the mountains, meant that we soon realised we were faced with a fourth bridge repainting schedule. For the first 15 years, we undertook this work ourselves, with my wife and I developing an efficient partnership of painting on either side of the round pillars and wrought iron frames at the same time. However, it was soul-destroying to see how quickly the weather undid our hard work. Eventually, we decided that we should employ professionals to repaint the whole villa. A few months before we took this decision, we'd employed a Spanish company to repaint all our brown interior and wardrobe doors white, all 18 of them. The result was a much lighter and more modern look. We were so impressed with the quality of the young team of painters and their attention to detail that we gave them the job of repainting the entire villa and terrace, noting how carefully and thoroughly they prepared surfaces before applying any paint. They also masked adjoining tiled areas and removed covers on electrical sockets and switches. When I questioned one of the painters on why they spent so much time doing this, he said, "Ah, you English, you paint and wipe, paint and wipe." And of course, he was quite right. Better to spend time in preparation at the beginning. Although the windows and doors of our villa were double glazed, the frames were only aluminium and not very secure. After 15 years, therefore, it was time to install proper replacement PVC window and door units, providing much improved insulation. The project was completed with the minimum of disruption and virtually no damage at all to the interior decoration. The final, we hope, major project carried out recently was a complete refurbishment of the kitchen, making maximum use of the floors and walls with modern efficient storage units and providing more work surfaces to allow 2 keen chefs to work without falling over each other. However, I admire those people who take on an old finca or villa and refurbish it. But we fulfilled our dream to retire to Spain and enjoy just living in our new home, albeit, as the years go by, it's necessary to keep maintaining it. So I suppose the bottom line is, do plenty of research on where you want to finally live for the rest of your retirement, and also choose the type of villa that's most suited to your requirements and how much money you have if you want to undertake any major refurbishment. So good luck with your search, and remember, if you want to read the full story of how we retired to Spain, you can purchase our book, A Tick in the Box, on Amazon, both in ebook and paperback form.